The theme this time I would like to have a chat about could very generally be placed under the theme of prophecy, but specific prophecy. And I was thinking about this the other day. It came across my mind, and I thought, well, maybe it would be interesting enough to share. And the theme of this prophecy is based loosely around the name of Malachi. Now, I don't know this in depth, but I will share what I came across. There is a prophecy called the Prophecy of the Popes, and that's attributed to a Saint Malachi, an Irish saint from the 11th and 12th centuries. Now, Saint Malachi, or obviously later he became a saint, he was on a journey to Rome to see the then sitting Pope, and during his journey he was purported to have a vision, or a series of visions, whereby he was given the attributes of all the remaining popes that would be before the end pope. And it is said that Malachi wrote down this list, which came to 112 popes, and also gave some description to designate or signify who the Pope would be. And this list of 112 popes was alleged to finish on the Pope who would be the last Pope of the Church, of the Catholic Church, and would also represent the end times or the apocalypse in some way. Now, these prophecies were allegedly presented to the Pope or to the Vatican when Malachi arrived, but were not released, were kept in the private vaults, nothing new there, and were finally released over 400 years later, over four centuries after Saint Malachi's passing. Now, scholars and theologists who have studied these have found that especially the early prophecies were very accurate, and they each gave a depiction, a phrase that represented the person who came to the Pope, the seat of the Pope. Now, it's quite amazing that a person could write down the names of 112 popes, or rather not their name, but an attribute that would signify the Pope, such as something that would represent an emblem to the Pope's family house or background or place of birth, or one that was born under an eclipse, and to designate that there will be 112 popes, not something that you would fabricate on the spur of the moment. But of course, there are people, theologians, saying that these are false, made up, because nobody wants to recognize the end times of your own establishment. For example, the penultimate pope was represented as an olive, a symbolism of the olive. And of course, the previous pope, Benedict Ratzinger, the Benedict order, are often recognized as the Olividians, and represented by the olive branch. So you see, there's a symbolism to each one. And the final pope, according to Saint Malachi, over 400 years ago, is the current incumbent pope, Pope Francis. And according to Saint Malachi's prophecy, this person will be the final pope, and after that it would be the apocalypse of the Church, the end times, the end of the Catholic Church. So it's something interesting to consider that, are we seeing the final pope? Is Pope Francis going to be the one who will witness the apocalypse of the Church, or the end times of the Catholic religion? Large themes, difficult to say, but interesting that over the last few years, especially, there has been so much scandal and controversy around the Catholic Church as well as other religious bodies. Now, that's not the only prophecy I wanted to touch upon because I'm connecting Malachi's. A Malachi of the 12th, the 11th and 12th centuries, and a Malachi of the 20th century. The 20th century Malachi is Malachi Martin. Malachi Martin was a Jesuit priest who renounced his priesthood later in his life to take up a career as a writer, correspondent, and a person very close to Catholic Church matters. Malachi Martin died in 1999. In the 20th century, he rose to very, very high rank in the Jesuit order, so high that he became offered a high ranking position in the Vatican. And I forget now which department, but he was, I think he was the head of some department, maybe the archive department or something similar, but he was very high up and apparently a confidant of several popes and a close confidant with Pope John Paul II. Now Malachi Martin was eventually became quite let's say he did not agree with the path that the Catholic Church was taking and felt that they were going away from their essential order. He actually he had a vow of to the church where he had a vow of silence, he couldn't speak about the church, and he had a vow of poverty whereby he could not earn money. He actually asked the incumbent pope, I think it was John Paul II, to relieve him of these vows because he wanted to become a writer, a correspondent about the church. And he was allowed this. So he wrote many influential books. The more well-known ones, he wrote a book called Hostage to the Devil. And he was one of the first within the Vatican, or having been an insider of the Vatican, to speak about devil possession of people. He had done exorcisms, although the book Hostage to the Devil, he wrote about other people in the Vatican who had done exorcisms, and Malachi Martin had been very close to these people and he knew firsthand about these exorcisms, and some of them he was even present. And these were high-level exorcisms which he wrote about. And I believe that this book came out very shortly before the book, the film The Exorcist, and I think the book also. So there's a close connection. I think very highly likely that Peter Blakely's work was influenced by the true accounts of exorcism. Interestingly, also, Malachi Martin wrote a book about John Paul II and his involvement in the New World Order called The Keys to His Blood. And he was saying that the Vatican Church had decided to ingratiate themselves with certain world leaders, Western powers, even with the Soviet bloc and Gorbachev, to try to get in with the creation of the New World Order. So when a new world global government came about, the Catholic Church would be amongst them and not sidelined. He named, I think, some high-ranking Vatican insiders, and I think this included at least one pope who he said were Freemasons. So Malachi Martin was getting very close to the bone. And he, even in later, in his later years, he stated that there were some, we could say, some satanic goings on in the Catholic Church. He wrote a couple of novels about his understanding of the Catholic Church. One is called Vatican, a Novel. In that book, published in the 80s, I think, late 80s, he talked about the infiltration of Freemasonry in the Catholic Church. His final novel was called Windswept House, this one. And Windswept House does include, it's a novel, of course, pure fiction, does include the fact that certain satanic rituals had taken place in the Vatican. And he puts those events into his fiction. Interestingly or not, he died by a fall down his stairs at home. He was purportedly working on new material to expose further information about the inside of the Catholic Church. He didn't die immediately. I think he died about 3 days later. But before he died, he did manage to tell a close friend that it was not an accident that he died, but he said that he felt an evil force that pushed him down the stairs. He didn't say it was a person, there was nobody there, but he said he felt an evil force push him. That's all on record. You can look that up online. Now, what's the connection with prophecy? Well, Malachi Martin was one of the very few insiders who actually saw, by his own words, the third prophecy of Fatima. Now, for those unfamiliar with the prophecies of Fatima, or often called the Three Secrets of Fatima, in 1917, three young children in Fatima, a town in Portugal, were visited by an apparition by the Virgin Mary, and were given three prophecies. The first two prophecies were only released in 1941, like 24 years later. The third prophecy was not released. By this time, two of the young children had died, and the remaining one, Lucia, wrote down the prophecy for posterity in the case that she passed away without this being revealed. But it was so disturbing, and apparently Lucia felt that she didn't have God's grace to release the prophecy just yet. She gave orders for the sealed envelope of the prophecy, the third prophecy, to be opened in 1960. So when the incumbent Pope in 1960, the time came to open the envelope with the prophecy, no doubt it was opened, but it was not released publicly. And it was only released publicly in the year 2000, 40 years later, by Pope John Paul II. There was a lot of speculation about what was in the third secret of Fatima, the third prophecy that for some reason was too disturbing to be revealed. So from the 40 years from 1960 to 2000, nobody spoke about it openly. There was only speculation. When it finally was revealed, the third prophecy, it seemed to be something very light. Basically, representing the attempted assassination of Pope John Paul II, but nothing much more than that. And many commentators felt that it had been redacted and that there had been at least one or two pages missing that were not revealed. A few years later, the next Pope, Pope Benedict Ratzinger, wrote a theological commentary on the third secret, but did not reveal anything else, saying that that was it, that was all there was. Now, on a US radio show, a very well-known one in the 90s, called the Art Bell radio show, Art Bell was speaking to Malachi Martin. This is a connection now. Fatima prophecy, Malachi Martin. And Malachi Martin revealed that he had read the third prophecy, because he was in the Vatican at the time and he was very close to the Pope and very close to other people in the Vatican who had allowed him to read it but not reveal it. And he said he did not have divine permission to reveal the prophecy, only to say that it was incredibly disturbing. And but he would say that if anybody called into the radio show and revealed the prophecy, he would say whether that was true or false. So several people rang in and mentioned things, and he said, no, that's not the prophecy. He said it's worse than that, worse than fire and brimstone, the usual. Interestingly, one caller called in and said that he was an acquaintance of a priest, and the priest had revealed something about Satanism in the Vatican. And Malachi Martin responded by saying, that is part of the prophecy, yes. Not the full prophecy, but part of it. Later, it became leaked by some inside sources. Again, this can't be verified, but the leaked sources say that the general gist of the third secret of Fatima is that Satan, or the Antichrist, will infiltrate the Vatican to the very highest of positions. And from what Malachi Martin was saying on the radio show, he was suggesting that that subject was a part of the prophecy. So just to summarize, we have Saint Malachi from the 12th, from the 11th and 12th centuries, listing through a vision all the popes that would be in the Catholic Church until the end time. And the final one has been identified as the incumbent current pope, Pope Francis. Another Malachi, Malachi Martin, from the 20th century, before he died in 1999, wrote and published and revealed that satanic influences were in the church, perhaps even satanic rituals being taken place in the Vatican. And he suggested, which was later verified by certain leaks, that the third secret of the Fatima prophecy stated that the Antichrist, or whatever force you represent as Antichrist or satanic, I'm not identifying it as a personage, whatever force is recognized as satanic and the Antichrist would reach the very, very highest position in the Vatican in the end days. Taken together, these twin Malachi meetings of prophecies from the 11th century to the 20th century and the Fatima prophecy, I think makes interesting food for thought for these times we are living through. And that's all I have to say. I'm making no conclusions. I'm just merely repeating what is well known and what can be found if you do your research online. This information is out there. It's just interesting.